So at about 9:30, Mrs. Riscoe and I came in here, where Mrs. Maxey and the others were counting the money taken at the fete. We told them we were going out for a little wander in the garden.
What did you talk about?
Hasn't Mrs. Riscoe already told you?
I'd like to hear your account.
I asked Mrs. Riscoe to marry me.
And did she accept?
Charming of you to be interested, Inspector. But inexplicable as it must seem, she was not enthusiastic.
Oh, God, Felix, I can't. I can't, not after Edward. You don't know what I went through watching him die, loving him so much, feeling so helpless.
Darling, Deborah, that was a tragedy, a chance in a thousand. We must all die in the long run, but people get married just the same. They gambled on life being kind to them, on some years of happiness together.
I'm not prepared for that gamble. Not yet, Felix. I'm not ready. And nor is Stephen come to that. There's been enough talk of marriage in this family. God, how I hate that girl.
How long were you in the garden?
Till about 10:40. Then we came in.
And then?
Mrs. Riscoe offered me a whiskey, which I refused. She went to the kitchen to get her own nighttime drink, but came back in a minute or two saying she'd changed her mind. Then I went to bed and slept reasonably well for me.
Did you kill Sally Jupp, Mr. Hearn?
No. Not that I'm aware of, at any rate.
Have you any idea who did?
No, and I doubt if I'd tell you if I had. I presume someone came through the girl's window. That bolted door must be a great disappointment to you, Inspector. You can hardly visualise a member of the family pounding up and down a ladder to get in and out of their own house. I know the Maxey-Jupp engagement must excite you, but you don't need murder to get out of unwelcome engagements, or the mortality rate among women would be astronomical, don't you think?
After the discovery of Miss Jupp's body, what did you do?
I went to see if Mrs. Bultertaft was all right. She seemed stunned and kept repeating that Sally must have done herself in. I pointed out that it was anatomically impossible to strangle yourself, at which point she burst into even louder sobs. Then Miss Bowers arrived with the child.